The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 4 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Sarah Dixon, and here are today's headlines. High schoolers will soon be mask-free, allowing more foreign workers into Quebec. The premier reveals a 2030 plan for a green economy. High schoolers in Quebec will soon be able to go mask-free in class. 86% of 12 to 17-year-olds are vaccinated, but this decision comes right in time for flu season. While common areas like school buses will still require masks, it is expected that not all teachers will be on board with this decision. We will hear the official announcement this afternoon. Here's Brianna Sherman with more on the story.
The number of COVID cases in high schools is low, but Matt Wilson, the president of the Pearson Teachers Union, believes that this is because of the existing mask rules. Easing these restrictions at this time may upset teachers, as some already go to class worried about catching COVID.
My feeling would be that teachers would have rather seen this measure maintained for the at least until we get into the winter and we're all inside again. Just to make sure that the case is full and low.
Mike Cohen, who represents the English Montreal School Board, feels that there is a great discomfort in removing masks anywhere in the school system right now. Flu numbers were very low last year, and Cohen believes this is because of the mask mandate. These changes could cause those numbers to increase this year, but the EMSB might not be able to go against this decision.
We really cannot implement our own rules, this way. The government tells all school boards across the province, this is the rule, we're probably going to have to adhere to it.
Wilson explained that the PTU doesn't have any leverage on public health measures directly, but that they will continue to try and negotiate with the school board on the teachers' behalf. He does anticipate some concerns once the official announcement is made.
I will certainly continue to advocate. I've already started with the school board this morning to even if the mandate isn't there, to strongly recommend to schools to keep masks on as much as possible.
The details of these changes will be announced later today, and the changes will go into effect on November 15th. Students will likely appreciate this aspect of normalcy in the classroom, but we'll see exactly how teachers react. This is Brianna Sherman in NDG for Concordia News.
The investigation report on the murder-suicide involving Nora, Romy, and Martin Carpentier has ruled blunt trauma to the skull for both children and suicide by hanging for the father as the cause of deaths. The report recommends legislative action to promote better sharing of information between police, Justice Department, and social services in emergency situations. This comes after complaints were filed that delays on the Amber Alert hindered the search. Thousands of daycare workers are striking today until Thursday to put pressure on the government to meet their demands. Abigail Jersey is at the strike now. So Abigail, what's going on with the protest?
You can see the determination of workers standing together, supporting each other, and fighting for the value to put pressure on the government to meet the negotiations.
This is not the first time the union has gone on strike. How many strike days will this be now?
The strike today is the fourth strike day, and they'll be striking tomorrow and Thursday as well. The strikes continued after the negotiations weren't met, and daycare unions want an increase in pay for their workers to match the value of their work. The FIPAC union, who striked yesterday, explained there are a lot of changes that need to be made.
Every union, every daycare worker really want better working condition, and this is why there is such a big mobilization to ask Quebec government to raise their last offer.
Why was the government's counter offer not agreed to by the union?
The government's offer was more trouble than help. Signing it would have had employees being underpaid, overworked, and even more daycare workers would continue to leave their jobs because they weren't being valued in the workplace.
Thank you, Abigail. Quebec has a work shortage problem. To solve it, the government wants to invite more temporary foreign workers into the province. This would compensate for the lack of workers in sectors requiring high school diplomas. Here's Hannah Sabourin with more on the story.
This week, Quebec asked the federal government to reconsider the foreign worker cap. Right now, 20% of Canadian business staff can be temporary foreign workers. The province lacks butchers, truck drivers, and servers. Julien Archambault is a director at the Quebec Trucker Association. He believes that the trucker shortage affects the economy.
There's a lack of drivers already on the road, and a lot of them are about to leave for retirement.
Quebec's meat industry also experiences a worker shortage. Marie-France McKinnon, vice president of the Canadian Meat Council, says Quebec needs more butchers.
In the spring, we were looking at over 4,000 empty butcher stations across the country. In Quebec, we have a 40% vacancy rate.
The hiring of temporary foreign workers is one way that they can compensate for the shortage.
To create a competitive, fair playing field for all meat processors, so the cap imposed on the industry by government is really capping our meat processing capacity.
Archambault says they want to stimulate interest in the industry through other means.
Working to stimulate the hiring of women in the industry, to have more female truck drivers, to encourage young people to be interested by the trucking industry.
Quebec wants to invite more temporary workers into the province. This is Hannah Sabourin with Concordia News, NDG.
After 2 months of protests and little progress, Hilton Doubletree hotel workers will take their fight to the Desjardins complex to pressure their employer to meet their demands. Margaret Vidoviak joins us live from the protest. What's going on right now, Margaret?
Okay, so right now there's already a decent-sized crowd that has gathered. There's music, there's food, people waving banners, and there's, you know, there's music. People are just, like, getting ready, and they're in front of the parking entrance of the Desjardins complex, and they're at the corner of Jean-Marc and Saint-Catherine. And, yeah, so they're ready to, like, fight for their rights and just to, like, get, because their main goal is trying to get the help and to talk to them and meet the demands.
Can you explain some of the protesters' demands?
Yes. Okay, so their main demands are basically they want to keep what they have because the health wants to make cuts to some benefits. For example, they want to cut 6 days if you work a certain number of hours, and you want to keep their rights. And if it, and yeah, so and one of the main things is that they really want to make sure that they have like that people get hours and the right hours, and that just because they might be doing lower hours, you don't lose the benefits. And you just really want to make sure that now that foreign travelers can travel come back to the city, that they won't get colonized while managers make some money.
They want to be sure that they won't be left on the side of the road while the bosses and management start again doing money.
And you said that other hotels are also bargaining for better working conditions?
Yes. So in the last few months, 26 hotels across the province started negotiations where it's like,
Thank you, Margaret. A recent study suggests that 10 to 20% of Canadians have a conspiracy mindset. More specifically, 17% of the population suspect the government was trying to cover up a link between vaccines and autism. 30% think new drugs and technology are being tested on people without their knowledge. And 40% of respondents believe big events come from a small group who secretly manipulate world events. As world leaders propose to increase the price on carbon to cope with environmental issues, an increase in electricity is expected. Here, Hydro-Québec is preparing for this growth. They already saw the demand increasing in the past year. Maxence Huard Lefebvre, representative for Hydro-Québec, talked with Véronique Merin about the plan for the future. He says they are ready to handle the switch from fossil fuels to electricity.
Each 3 years, we update what we call a supply plan, and it allows Hydro-Québec to be sure that we're going to have everything we need to be able to produce and to buy and produce enough electricity to the demand in Quebec. To give you an idea, back in 2019, in Quebec, electricity consumption was about 170 terawatt-hours. And in 2029, we think it will be about 190. So it's 20 terawatt-hours more. And it's linked to a lot of things, but energy transition has a lot to do in it.
And in terms of energy transition, how do you see the coming of more electric cars in Quebec?
When we think about energy transition, we also talk a lot about electrification. And this is one of the reasons why electricity will be very, very important in decarbonization, in the energy transition. It's more efficient than fossil fuels, and there's ways to produce it without fossil fuels. So we can use hydropower, we can use wind turbines, we can use solar power. So those reasons explain why electrification is so important in the energy transition.
How does Quebec stand in comparison with other territories in terms of electricity?
With those projects, we have a lot of energy, we can produce a lot of renewable energy, and we can help our neighbors to decarbonize their economy too.
That was Véronique Morin talking with Maxence Houard-Lefebvre from Hydro-Québec. World leaders gathered in Scotland for the 2021 Climate Change Conference. With 110 countries in attendance, it is the largest summit yet. The conference hopes to improve on the 2015 Paris Accord, citing deforestation as a main concern. Trudeau presented Canada's carbon price, calling on countries to do the same. Premier Legault is also in Glasgow, representing Quebec. Kathleen Gannon has the story. So Kathleen, Quebec is planning on taking advantage of what Canada is planning to do.
Yes, Trudeau spoke to the need for unified action yesterday at the conference.
We must work together to ensure it is no longer free to pollute anywhere in the world. That means establishing a shared minimum standard for pricing pollution.
Coming out of that, Legault is looking to position Quebec as a leading source of green technology in America. He has already unveiled a 2030 plan for green economy focusing on clean energy, including hydroelectricity and power. He's pledged $6.7 billion towards the plan's implementation.
What does this green plan address?
It focuses on mitigating climate change through electrification of industry, including businesses and transportation like public buses and subways. This shift to renewable energy is aimed to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, which the projected target is a 37% reduction from the level seen in the 90s. This ultimately looks to achieve carbon neutrality by 2050 and bolsters a sustainable economy, projecting to create new jobs with the plan's execution.
What does the opposition hope to see change with these climate efforts?
The Parti Québécois held a press conference today, and Sylvain Gaudreau, the spokesperson for environment and climate change, spoke before he left to Scotland to partake in the COP26. He outlined multiple considerations, including the need to establish a carbon emissions target and support workers affected by the shift to greener industry. Further, the PQ called for 1% of the public infrastructure budget to be allotted to green improvements. He asserted that Quebec's green plan is more rigorous than the federal proposals.
Thank you, Kathleen. In case you needed more convincing on the fight against climate change, the SAQ is increasing prices this weekend, citing early frosts in France and droughts in Spain and Italy as the cause for reduced wine supply. SAQ suppliers are also feeling the burn, with labor shortages and higher material costs causing increases in their prices. In today's sports news, Félix Auger-Aliassime saves his debut in Paris. The Houston Astros are once again facing elimination tonight, and Laurent Duvernay-Tardif is in uniform for the first time since February 2020.
This from 34 to give Kansas City the lead. Fourth and 15, last call for the Giants. In all sorts of trouble, and he's down.
That was a call on ESPN as the Kansas City Chiefs secured their fourth victory of the season against the New York Giants. It was the first time Laurent Duvernay-Tardif was back in the Chiefs' uniform since they won the Super Bowl back in 2020. While he stayed on the sideline as a reservist, it is a step towards his return to play after he missed the last season because of the health risk associated with playing during the pandemic.
Now here's a chance for points. Brayden, points in, he scores!
In hockey, the Tampa Bay Lightning are on a three-game winning streak after defeating the Washington Capitals in a close contest that ended 3-2 in their favor. Tonight, the Montreal Canadiens will intend to close the increasing gap with their competitors in the Atlantic Division, the team currently being dead last. They're facing the Detroit Red Wings at 7 in Montreal.
And the Braves down to their final out. 2-2 pitch, and he struck him out. And the Astros stave off elimination and win here tonight on Halloween.
The Houston Astros will try to extend the World Series to a 7-game tonight in Houston. The Atlanta Braves will be eager to end the series and put their hands on the Commissioner's Trophy. In tennis, Felix Auger-Aliassime won his first round match at the Rolex Paris Masters after conceding the first set to qualifier Gianluca Maggiore. Here's what Auger-Aliassime had to say after his match.
At the end of the day in tennis, it's how you finish, right?
Absolutely
it's
right.
It's not about how you start.
And that's all for sports.
Thank you, Yannick. Forget the 514 and get ready for the 236. Montreals will have to welcome a new area code this time next year. 236 will be added to the mix because the 514 and 438 area codes are expected to run out by February 2024. Well, it's time to get your winter jackets out if you haven't already. Temperatures will be dropping just below 0 degrees tonight. This week, daytime highs are expected to stay between 6 and 9, while nighttime lows will drop below zero degrees. It's expected to be mostly sunny right through past the weekend. That's your news until 11:31. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Sarah Dixon.